Hello everyone. We are happy to have Shivkumarji with us. He is one of the jury member of Auroville Film Festival, and he is a filmmaker and a teacher at a couple of well-known school in Chennai. Welcome, Shivkumarji. And I would like to mention here, he has also author of 5 films on cinema in Tamil language. And I would like to ask you, like, you are, you know, a jury of films made by Aurovillians, and you have seen so many films outside Auroville, like people, those are in that profession, making films for commercial purpose, non-commercial purpose, documentary film, fiction films. Can you say some, if you can witness any difference in film made by Aurovillian, those are like, you know, artists practicing many art forms and simultaneously exploring this cinematic expression. If you could witness some kind of difference in that, I would be happy to hear from you about that.
I was very conscious from the beginning, knowing these films are made by Aurovillians. They are not the professional filmmakers, or someone could be, but they are not trained in film school, that kind of tribe, they are not. But they are exploring so many art forms here, and being the most modern in art form, the language, cinema being, quite a lot of them are taken into that. In that very first, when I saw a few films, fiction films especially, they were quite disappointing for me. Not just because the filmmaking was bad. I mean, when the filmmaking is bad, the idea you wanted to convey also get distorted. I mean, one cannot really separate in a way. Then suddenly there were a few films were very bright. I mean, because they were quite innocent, want to use the language. That innocence had given a real strength to some films. Because being a jury, I don't want to mention the name of the films I liked. I don't know if I can mention or should not. So a couple of films were about certain individuals, their experiences in Auroville. They were brought out by some filmmaker. And they were excellent in the sense, you know, because the subject itself contributed so much to the charm of the film. So they also have this innocence, used it in using the film language, both combined and really gelled for me. And few were kind of trained in filmmaking or in close to film. One particular film made on various theatre art forms and folk art forms, a person's experience. He talks about his experience, how he arrived at his point right now in his life as a theatre person. For that he used the film language. It was short. That was very, very well done and very cleverly, because he had some education in the performing arts. Not when he talks about his own experience, he also gives the history of various theatre forms, folk arts, without saying it, you know, very blatantly, you know, very beautifully merges with part of his experience. I mean, that way, 3-4 films I could see that they really dwell into the language and the practice of filmmaking. They really gel. Other films were the innocence plus the genuine approach to the subject. That gel. Normally we don't see that. I mean, especially here, I do not know, most of the films I really loved in this Aurovillian made films are all documentaries. I think still they have not many, who tried fiction, I think they have miserably failed because they were not trained to tell stories. you know, when you deal with the story, it's a different kind of approach using the film form. I could also see that the Don, who also think that they're very good at it, but they're good at it the same kind of films. Some films I saw they made in Tamil, because they think that's all. That's the end of the filmmaking. They think I could see that they can never move beyond that. But for us, that kind of a story do not that kind of a narrate that kind of narratives do not work at all. I mean. It's more of looking at yourself and making Aurovillians act. And in the fiction also, they use a lot of village people, other Aurovillians to act. And when you make fiction, it's very important how to handle them as an actor.
Mm, I got your point.
So they were so pathetic and poor in handling them as actor. Mm. I mean, I'm not trying to be very caustic, but that's how, you know, the... Mm. I mean, when you play music, you can't say no, he's after all getting trained. So what if he has some little abhishruti? We can't accept that similarly. But the experience was really good, the kind of subjects they dealt with. One particular, two particular Aurovillians who spent decades here, films made on them. Very good, very good.
So do you think this kind of, like the Auroville Film Festival, and watching so many films, not only made by Aurovillian, but from across the world, can help them to learn more cinematic language and more they educate themselves. Do you feel the importance of the festival in educating them?
Very important. Precisely that's what I wanted to tell, because the other section they were showing the human unity where films from many other countries. Some of them were very, very good. So all those people who are involved in one way or other in the filmmaking process should watch all those films. Apart from that, there are regular film screenings happening here. I think they should concentrate a little more on that. They should regularly go and watch those films, and especially documentaries. Those who want to really dwell into fiction, they really want to watch those fictions also. For those who want to dwell in fictions, I think also the Auroville should start giving them some kind of a trainings and workshops, chosen people, you know, then few of them may gel, few of them may excel and they may become very close to professional filmmakers.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and your support for the Auroville Film Festival. Thank you so much.
It's
we
a
really
pleasure.
Appreciate that.
It's
Thank
really
you.
A pleasure for me. Thank you.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.